Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Smiley Notes. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, and today we are talking about learning to love yourself and learning to love life. You know what? I hear and I see so many people just seeming sad, seeming discouraged, downtrodden, just not really upbeat and really enjoying the life that they've been blessed with. And that saddens me. That saddens me, and I find it heartbreaking when that happens, when I see people who just seem sad. And now let me just say this. I have my moments. I have my moments, I have my days, sometimes I have my weeks, but my goal in this life is to encourage people and to inspire people to live happier and healthier lives. And so, you know, when I have those moments, I have just gone to my resources. Life is going to happen, everybody. Life is going to happen, and life comes with mountaintop experiences and valley lows. That is just how it goes. That is life. That's the way life goes. But hopefully, no matter whether you're having a mountaintop experience or you're low in the valley, you still have joy. You still have happiness. And I wanted to talk about love. And February, I love February mainly because of two things. Black History Month, because I'm black, and we get to focus and celebrate on the accomplishments and the lives of notable African American people of color. So I like that part. But I also like Valentine's Day, which I think it's totally, and I don't know the true history behind Valentine's Day, but I call it a Hallmark Day. But I love it because it makes people focus on love. It makes people focus in on intimate relationships, the people that they love, the people that they care about. And so I really relish that when February comes around. For those two reasons and other reasons as well, but for those two reasons especially. But I want to talk today about learning to love yourself. One of my favorite lines and one of my favorite Whitney Houston songs, the greatest love of all, learning to love yourself. It is the greatest love of all. Yes, it is. And it is learning to love yourself, learning to love yourself and love the life that you're in. The problem that I have with our culture, one of the problems that I have with our culture is that there's so much focus and celebration around celebrities and celebrity life. Oh, they're glamorous, they're powerful, they're wealthy, and this and that and the other. And so sometimes we feel like our lives are less than. I personally think that's why we have such a fascination with celebrities, because we some people think that they have it better. I honestly could care less what is happening with Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, Jennifer Aniston, Brad and Angelina. I really don't care. I mean, God bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. But I do not buy any of those magazines. I glance at the covers because they're always at the checkout at the grocery store. But I don't pick that stuff up. I don't watch E. I don't watch a lot of reality television or any of that, because I'm more interested in my life and the life of my family and my friends. So let's talk about, how do you learn to love yourself, and what are some of the things that you can do, And how do you learn to think highly of yourself, to think loving thoughts towards yourself? Well, you all know my background is in education and professional counseling academically. And so I'm always reading these blogs and magazines that talk about psychological health. And one, I came across an article that talked about how to feel better about yourself, how to feel, you know, better about your daily life. And I wanted to share some of the content with you. It was written by Barton Goldsmith, Dr. Barton Goldsmith, who is a psychotherapist. And he has a lot of great literature out there, so if you want to check him out. But he says in Psychology Today, he says some of the things that we can do, again, whether you're having a mountaintop experience or you're having a valley low, is that you can keep going. Persistence, just saying, you know what, I'm going through a go-through. This is difficult. This is hard. And one of the things that I like to add to that point is that acknowledge your valleys and acknowledge your mountaintops. Just say, oh, my gosh, everything is going so well. My family is good. I'm good. The finances are good. God, thank you for this. Just, again, gratitude is laced through everything that I say and everything that I do. So gratitude goes without saying. But recognize that you're having a mountaintop. But in the valley, as Dr. Goldsmith says, keep on going. And realize that you have had mountaintop experiences, and the same God that took you there, whatever he's letting you learn, teach, or develop in this valley, that he will bring you back to the mountaintop experience yet again. So you have to keep going. That's number one. Number two, trust yourself. Ooh, I think that's so big. To trust yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe that you have the mind and the capabilities to do well, to do great things. Sometimes we have those tapes, and you've heard me speak about this time and time again. We have these false tapes, these old tapes, these incorrect tapes, things that people have said to us. They say, well, you know, you really can't do that. Well, you know, no one in our family has ever done X, Y, Z. Well, you know, people of this race tend to blank, blank, blank. But what do you think? What do you feel? And better yet, what does God say? What does his word say? So trust yourself, trust your instincts, and trust the truth. And if you're not clear about what the truth is about who you are, what you can do and what you can accomplish, go to the word. Go to the word of God. It's all in there. So number two, trust yourself. Number three, be friends with life. Be friends with life. I do see life as my buddy, life as my friend. It's kind of like a, in my mind, it's an avenue, it's a place that I'm coming through, in essence, to create. Excuse me, got a little dry tickle in my throat. But it's a place that I'm coming, pardon me, it's so funny. It's a place that I'm coming to create and to share and to prosper. So it's you know, be friends with life. Know that life is your buddy, life is your friend, and have a positive attitude about it. I think of life as really an essence, more or less, something that I'm coming through and interacting with other people and other things to experience, to share, to contribute, to create. Number four, this is so important. Watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. And, you know, Dr. Goldsmith says that we won't always think 100% positive things. You know, and a lot of times people, because I tend to have a, upbeat and happy disposition, people think that I am like that 24/7. Not all the time. Things creep in. Old tapes creep in for me, too, just like everybody else. But conscious of what I'm thinking. I'm conscious of whether or not what I'm thinking is serving me well or if it's not, if it's taking me closer to what I want to accomplish, achieve, and receive, or if it's not. And so you have to watch your thoughts, because your thoughts become your beliefs and they really govern your actions, your daily actions, what you will attempt, what you'll try, what you won't try. Your thoughts, oh my goodness, that's so important to watch your thoughts. When you recognize something is not serving you, it's not helping you to achieve or receive, as I like to say, what you most want out of life, then that means you have to change your thoughts quickly. And then number five, summon the strength that you have inside. Summon the strength that you have inside. You've been through a valley before. You've been through a difficult situation, a disappointment, a sadness, but you've come through it. You've come through it. How did you come through it? You used your strength. You used your might. You used your faith. You were able to come through a form of go through. How? With strength, with faith, with the right beliefs, with a determination. So you have to keep that in mind. So I'm going to stop right there. We can do a part two another time. But I wanted you to take some time this month and think about how you love yourself and how you love life. What is your relationship with life? What is your relationship with yourself? You must love yourself first. Before you can love anybody else, your mama, your daddy, your granny, your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your friends, before you can love anybody else, you have to learn how to love yourself. Love and appreciate yourself. That is one of the greatest loves of all. I consider the greatest love to love and to know God. But to love yourself, that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I just wanted to stop by again here at the Smiley Notes and encourage you. What do you think about when you think about love? What do you think about when you think of yourself? How do you treat yourself? What behaviors do you show? Make sure that they're positive. Make sure that they are serving you well. And until we meet again, remember this, my friend, the best is yet to come. Thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.